Well, we sort of just addressed some sort of issues really there, because in many ways we played a lot of good cricket in this game once again, but it came to a crucial session there where you know, we just weren't good enough, and that's something that needs addressing. But I think it wasn't easy, Dave. I mean, we've had three glorious days of sunshine, and suddenly today we've had conditions that have been very well exploited by a good bowling attack, but they made life difficult for us with the conditions. Suddenly it swung, suddenly it nipped around a bit, and of course it's a fourth day pitch, so the sort of featherbed track that when we got 480 and they got 500 and whatever, it wasn't today, and that's quite unfortunate for us, but you've got to deal with them issues.
That has been a frustration this season, hasn't it? When you've lost, it's because you've lost a session, or I mean, like the game down at Taunton, I think you lost 4 wickets in 6 balls, and that must be frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, it's very frustrating, Dave, but it's not as though we don't know how cricket's played in Division 1. We do, and we did in them first few games of the season as well, that sides hang in the game and wait for a sniff of an opportunity and then go hard, and that's what Somerset did here, and I'm sure they were rubbing their hands with glee when they woke up today to some rain and some overhead conditions that... You know, you look at their attack and their swing bowlers, apart from, you know, an odd one, and they got the ball swinging a bit today, and they got on a high. And but it's something that, you know, we need to address. We did address it this morning first thing. It was highlighted by the captain in the team speech that we had an important first session, and I added to it, you know, expressing the conditions being quite tough. So, you know, don't expect it to be easy and be ready for a battle, but unfortunately it wasn't to be.
Talking about the pitch, I mean, it's one that you've used for a four-day game before. Was that a deliberate plan?
Well, not a deliberate plan, Dave. I mean, we run through where we're going to play what games, but this was a very good wicket against Warwickshire, which had a bit of carry, and that's why we played on it again, because the one thing that we've done with our wickets is Tim's left a little bit more grass on, and it means that they come back quicker, so you can play on them again. And I think you'll all agree that was a good four-day pitch.
One or two got out of playing some injudicious shots, you might say?
Yeah, there was an odd bad shot or two. I suppose that happens, and it's frustrating as a coach, as it is frustrating for a player if you play one of those shots. But, you know, there were some decent balls in there too.
It was a game you would have targeted, I suppose, in those that are left, to have got something out of?
Oh, definitely. But it's not the end of the road, because we've got so much cricket to play, and if we can get our game in hand... to get some decent points out of it and get a win, then we go above Yorkshire, and that'll put us in a fantastic position, because then that'll be up to us then, you know, we just got to make sure that we stay above them.
You picked up a few knocks in this game. Alexi Cavesi, 4-1, what's his diagnosis?
He's just bruised his knee when he's landed on it awkwardly, and it affects the back of your knee a little bit, but hopefully, in giving him a little bit of rest, he should be okay for next week. We're not going to play him on Sunday. And hopefully on Thursday, which is the next game against Derby, in a day-night game, he'll be fit for that.